Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1403 in the writing. It's shir number 555-555. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, women love the halachas of Hilchos Brachos, Kadima B'Brachos, priority in Brachos. So to sum up that which we learned yesterday in yesterday's shir, if one is eating items with the same bracha, right? We said there's two. As for, in reference to priority in Brachos, you have when there's different brachas, what comes first, and then you have if you're eating, you know, all the items that you're eating or drinking, have the same bracha. Which one do you make the bracha on? That's the question, right? So if one is eating items with the same bracha, for example, all fruits, let's say one is eating only fruits, then the proper order which one has to make the bracha on is below. In other words, you make one ha'etz, right? I'm eating fruits, I have to make a bari pri'etz, but I'm eating three or four different kinds, different types of fruits, so which one do I make the bracha? I make one bracha for everything, but which one should I make the bracha on? I don't make a bari pri'etz and take a bite out of everything. I make a bari pri'etz on one, and everything else is covered as long as they're in front of me or I have them in mind. Now, in other words, you make the eights for all the fruits, it's just that which bracha, which one you make the bracha. Fine. So the proper order is like this. This is the order that we go in, and we're going to go down the line, and we'll try and bring some examples as we go. The first one is Shivas Haminim, and we've gone through some of this in the past, and I just want to make a, sort of like if you want to say a list, brought down from the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, Rav Malka Shlita, he brings this down in the Sefer over there. So he brings down like this, the Shivas Haminim, a first, it's from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings it down like this. Shivas Haminim come first, next comes Shalem, next comes Chaviv, desirable, Shalem meaning complete, next comes Naki, the freshness, and next comes Gadol. In other words, first I look, I see if there are any of these fruits from the Shivas Haminim, from those five special fruits. Well, if you'll tell me no, well, there's only an apple, an orange, and a plum. None of those are from the Shivas Haminim. So let's look at, do you have something that's Shalem? Are one of your fruits complete, right? If you'll tell me no, they're all complete, or they're all broken, or whatever the case is. None of them are complete, so good. So then we'll tell you, then after that, look at which one is most desirable for you. And we've spoken about in the past, when we say desirable, it goes in general what you desire most of the time, as opposed to if you desire something now and, you know, instead. But the one that you try and pick, the one that you desire most of the time, that's the best option to go with. That's the right way, that's how it's brought down. So then you look at which one is desirable. Again, none of them are Shivas Haminim. Good, anything is complete. No, none of the fruits are complete, or they're all complete, right? So then you want to look at Chaviv. Which one do you like usually, the one that you like most of the time? You'll tell me what, all three of them I like the same. There's an apple, there's an orange, and there's a plum. I like them all the same. I don't have any of them that are more desirable than the other. So then we're going to tell you that look at take the freshest fruit, whichever one is the freshest. You'll tell me, well, they're all fresh. I've no Shivas Haminim. They're all complete. I like them all the same, right? The apple, the plum, for example, the apple, plum, and the orange, I like them all the same. They're all just as fresh. I bought them in the same grocery, same time. So they're all as fresh as could be. Good. Then we're going to tell you, lastly, last but not least, as they say, right, to take the Gadol, the biggest one. You make the bracha, the bar pri eitz, on the biggest, the largest fruit that's there. Okay, so just to go through some more examples, if one has a piece of cookie, let's say, moving it from ha'etz, we move on to mezonos, right? Just to give, again, some examples as what the halach is, which we just went through. That is the halach. When we went through those five steps, right, that is the halach. So trying to stick it into place, as they say, right, applying it to a practical application, if one has a piece of a cookie and a complete pretzel, one would have to make the bracha of mezonos, but I make a mezonos on one. I'm eating the cookie now, right, I have a broken piece of a cookie, but have a complete pretzel. A pretzel, that's whole, right? Then I have to make one mezonos. Which one should I make the mezonos on? So we're going to tell you that you're going to make the mezonos on the pretzel, and that will cover the cookie. Again, as long as it's in front of you or you have it in mind, you're going to make the bracha on the pretzel because the pretzel is complete. This is due to the fact that the pretzel is a complete item and the cookie is only a piece. This is true, even though the pretzel might be smaller than a piece of cookie. You'll tell me, well, the piece of cookie is bigger than the pretzel. It's a small pretzel, but it doesn't matter. Since the way of the world is that we look at this pretzel as a complete item, it's a complete pretzel, even though it's a small pretzel, right? Therefore, it would come before the piece of cookie, before the broken cookie. The above is also true if one enjoys the cookie more than the pretzel. You'll tell me, well, I like the cookie better. Doesn't matter. You have complete. The complete items comes before the desirable one. Okay, so It's important to keep in mind, again, when it's the same bracha. We're talking about everything when, right now, when it is the same bracha. It's all her eights. It's all mazonos. These are the kolam that we go with, the halachas and the categories that we go with. Due to the fact that one wants to eat them both at the same time, so therefore the pretzel is complete and the cookie is incomplete, the bracha will be made on the pretzel. Now, it goes without saying, which we've spoken about in the past, if I'm not interested in eating the pretzel right now, so then, yeah, I make the bracha on the cookie. But if you want to eat them both at the same time, that would be the halacha in that specific case. Again, applying the five steps into practical applications, and these halachas are found in the Sefer Hilchos Brachos Daf Resh Mem Gimel in Hilchos Brachos from Rav Malka. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tuv.